in the station at Leesburg got fired. So I was looking for a job, had a 6-month-old daughter, and Dick Stambaugh, Dick Starr, had gone to LCY, and he called me and says, come on up and interview for a job, do an audition. So I wasn't really interested, but I did, and next thing I know, I had a job. What am I going to do now? Because I'd never done rock before.
Well, you used the name Johnny Dart. Where did
yes.
that come from?
We started to do Johnny Dark. In fact, it was Johnny Dark the first year. I was doing the overnight shift. And then it went daytime, and we couldn't have dark during the day, according to Roy Nelson, so we went to Dart and subtly changed it, and I guess nobody knew the difference.
What led up to your going into television, Channel 10?
The same company, Ray Hall Brothers, had built it. And I got a little bored of doing the same stuff and decided to go into television. Talking about a funny story, they said during one meeting, well, you're going to produce this Saturday morning show for kids. Oh, sure, of course. And I got one of the directors to go with me to the bar across the street, bought him a few beers, and said, what does a producer do? Had no idea what I was supposed to do.
Well, now, that was quite a change from being radio disc jockey to going into television, and from
yes.
what I've heard from other people and what I've read, you had tremendous ratings on WLCY.
Yeah, I think I had about 62% of the total audience, which consisted of about 13 stations at the time. I beat Paul Harvey, which for me was a you know, wow, you know.
What was your shift when you went daytime?
10 in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. The rest of the time in production.
You started in Plant City whenever you were just a kid, right?
Right. In junior high. Pedaled my bicycle out to the radio station every Saturday afternoon. In fact, I got a job at the theater downtown as an usher. And one of my requirements for taking the job was that I could have off to go to the radio station and do my little show on Saturday afternoon. Stan's Music Land.
And you played rock and roll?
That was before rock and roll. That
yes.
was Doris Day and Vic Damone and all those, which I guess for the time was the equivalent of rock and roll. It was not Bing Crosby.
How long was the program? A half hour, hour? Or?
It started out a half hour, went to an hour. This is WLCY Fun Radio on Great Tampa Bay. How's that?
There you go.
Wow.
Just like old times.
And the Johnny Dart Show.